I didn't say the name, I think. It's Rocky Mountain Good.
Switch primary chapter so we can play the same keys for a second.
If you'd like to, but I was just doing these together for thematic purposes.
Good point. Okay, well then let's just stick with the point.
All right. Little private consultation. So this next tune, we're going to do a medley of two tunes, but actually it's the same tune. But the first one is in 6/8 time. That is jig time, or what everybody else calls jig time. Is dun da da dum dum pum pa da pa 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 pum. 6/8 time is a whole musical rhythm to itself, and banjo players resist furiously doing it, except for Ken, who does it like it was made for the banjo. So that shows you all it takes is putting your mind to it. The tune started out life as a dance tune in Scotland called New Rigged Ship. And then it found its way to America in the 19th century, and it got rechristened as a march called the Raw Recruit. And it was used by fifers and fife and drum corps as a tune to play, and a very popular tune. And in the South, of course, the fifers kind of died out after the Civil War because basically they weren't, how shall I say, they weren't encouraged to play any more fifing music. And luckily, the fifer was also the fiddler. And so he just picked up his fiddle and continued to play the same tune. So this tune, I think, was rechristened Chapel Hill Serenade because Chapel Hill Serenade was the most innocuous name you could ever give to a tune if you wanted to play a tune that you knew in your heart was really a marching tune, full of insurrection in its spirit, you know. But the guys I learned it from were all in central North Carolina, and they all called it Chapel Hill Serenade. So they were onto a good thing by renaming it, and that's what they did. Meantime, the same tune up on the Blue Ridge in Virginia from my friend Taylor Kimball on the fiddle got renamed. I don't know if he named or who named it, but its name was Green Willis. Now, is that the same as the Raw Recruit in the Pfeiffer books? Maybe. Anyway, Green Willis had become a dance tune, so this is kind of fascinating. It started out life in Scotland in the 18th century as a dance tune, then it became a marching tune, then it cycled back to a dance tune again, though now not in 6/8 time, but in 4/4 time, a breakdown. So that's a great example of dance tunes changing, and yet plus ça change, plus c'est le même, right? And so Chapel Hill Serenade, and then Green Willis.